Well, good morning, church. It's nice to be here this Sabbath day, and happy Sabbath, everyone. Today's sermon is based on the woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. And the scripture comes from Luke 8, 4 through 7. If you'd like to read along with me, I'll be reading from the Clear View. Okay. Luke 8, 47. When the woman realized that she couldn't hide what she had done, she squeezed through the crowd. And shaking with fright, she fell on her knees in front of Jesus, confessing that she was the one that touched him. She also told him why she had done it, and that she knew at that moment that she was healed. If you'll all bow your heads in prayer, I'd like to have a word of prayer before I begin. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray, dear Lord, that you'll be with this congregation this morning. Be with me, Lord, and help me to empty myself of self, Lord, and fill myself with your Holy Spirit. Give me the words, Lord, to say to each one here, and I pray that whatever words you give me will be a blessing to each and every one in this congregation. I pray that you'll bless each one of us now and help us through this sermon and help it to be a blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is from The Desire of Ages, page 347, the words of Ellen G. White. Our confession of his faithfulness is heaven's chosen agency for revealing Christ to the world. We are to acknowledge his grace as made known through the holy men of old. But that which will be most effectual is the testimony of our own experience. These precious acknowledgments to the praise of the glory of his grace, when supported by a Christ-like character, have an irreversible power that works for the salvation of souls. Now, we know that if we witness for Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will be right there with us. And I know that each of us can witness in some way today as we leave the church. We can be a witness to family or to just people that we meet out on the streets. And the Holy Spirit will lead us and direct us in this. There was a woman that was considering buying a camera, and her two sons were disagreeing over which type of camera they should buy. The one son said an easy disposable camera would be best for her, because it would be light and easy for her to take around. But her other son said that she should have one that had many different lenses, because then she would be able to get better pictures. She'd be able to see things more clearly and get better shots of each picture that she wanted to take. They were both right with their comments. Today, even with the hassle and additional weight, I would still like to encourage each of us to change the lens of our eyes of faith, how we see things, how we interpret things. We focus on the experience of one poor, sick, and exhausted woman. Her name is not given in the Bible, but notice that her story is recorded in three of the four Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And an entire chapter in The Desire of Ages was devoted to this woman, The Touch of Faith. It's dedicated to her story. I believe with all my heart that this account was chosen by God to speak to us, for he has a special message for each and every one of us this morning. Why did Jesus ask, "Who touched me?" Didn't he already know? Wasn't the crowd pressing him from all sides? Why did he pursue to ask this question? To answer this, four D's will be our focal points for the consideration. The woman's desperation, her determination, her deliverance, and her declaration and God's response. Jesus, the itinerant teacher, was in a hurry. He had just consented to the emergency request of a very respected an important man whose daughter was dying. He was at the house of Levi Matthew with the publicans. He was having a dinner with them. Previously, he had been in the land of the Gadarenes, and he had cast out a whole legion of demons from one man who had been demon-possessed for years, but they had asked him to leave and cross over the lake because they were baffled and worried about what he had just done. And as he came to shore, he saw many people, a big crowd of people, a throng, just waiting to be touched by him and healed, maybe from physical ailments or from emotional ailments. Some of them just wanted to know what the truth was. And Jesus met them. As he walked through the crowd, he was healing many, many people. And in this crowd was this woman. She was there. She had an issue of blood. We don't know what exactly it was. It may have been hemophilia. It may have been a woman's problem. We don't know exactly what her problem was, but we do know that she had suffered with this for 12 long years, and she had spent every last penny and had actually given up hope on ever being cured. But she had heard through a friend about Jesus and all the mighty miracles that he was performing. People that were deaf, people that were blind, even the dead were being brought back to life. And this gave her more determination. She was determined to see Jesus. And she wasn't able to get to him while he was in the crowd there down by the lake. And as Jesus walked through the crowd, he got to the house of Levi Matthew, and he went in to eat the dinner with the publicans in there. And who came in but Jairus, who was a rabbi? He was over the synagogue, and he begged for Jesus to come to his house because Jairus's daughter, she was young, she was only 12 years old, as long as this woman had the issue of blood. And this little girl was dying. She was laying on her deathbed, and Jairus, I'm sure, was in tears begging for Jesus at his feet to please come and touch his little girl and heal her. And immediately, Jesus didn't hesitate. He got up out of his seat, and he went. And as he walked out the door, the disciples that were sitting there with him wondered, why is he so anxious to go help this rabbi? Because the Jews at that time that were in the synagogue, they didn't like Jesus, and they were always causing trouble for Jesus. But here, the leader in that synagogue, who did he come to when he needed Jesus, when he needed help, but Jesus? So Jesus got up and walked out with Jairus, and many of the people followed him. And outside was this throng of people. And here was this lady with the issue of blood. And she tried and tried to get closer and closer to Jesus. But there were just so many people that wanted his touch. And as she walked through the crowd, Jairus was trying to hurry Jesus on. And Jesus saw all these people all around him. He stopped here and there along his journey through the crowd and healed people, whether emotionally, physically, gave them a kind word, brought a smile to their face. And I'm sure Jesus knew this woman was in the crowd, although it doesn't say that in the Bible, but I know he knew. And as he walked through the crowd and Jairus tried to hurry him on, here this lady was thinking, this is my last chance. I need to touch him. I have no money left, and I know he can heal me. And she dropped to the hem of his garment and just barely touched the hem of his garment. And as she did this, she felt healing all through her body. She had been feeling real weak. She was all white. She was totally depressed. She was looked down upon because any Jew that had any type of issue of blood like that was considered unclean. They weren't allowed to touch anybody, and they weren't allowed to be touched. So for 12 years, this woman never got a hug from anybody. She wasn't allowed to give a hug. She wanted to be through with this issue of blood, and she knew Jesus could do this for her. And she touched the hem of his garment, and just the hem of his garment, she felt this healing power come over her. She felt a warmth come over her, and she knew she'd been healed. But she also knew she touched Jesus, and she knew that the crowd would condemn her for this because she touched someone, and she cringed back away from the crowd. And Jesus said immediately, he felt it himself. He said, "Who touched me?" And Peter said, "Jesus, there's people all around you. They're all pressing in on you, on all sides of you. They're all, how can you possibly ask, who touched you?" And here this woman, she realized she was found out. And she came forward and she said, "It was I. I'm the one that touched you, Jesus." She knew that if she just touched his clothing, she could be delivered. Okay, so Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" And what really did, was Jesus really asking, "What really touches me?" From this story, we can be assured of Jesus' care for each and every one of us. He's touched by our poverty. He knows when we are in need of money or food or clothing, and all we need to do is pray. And it's amazing how many times each and every one of us in this room here today have been through this, and we've all experienced this, and out of the blue, what happens? An answer to prayer, and we're relieved. Same with our infirmities and sicknesses. Jairus longed for his daughter to be healed. And who did he go to, even though he wasn't dedicated to Jesus? He was a rabbi in the synagogue. He was one of the people that would down Jesus. But who did he turn to but Jesus? Jesus knows when we're sad. There's a song in our hymnal that says, "Never a sorrow that he doth not share. Moment by moment, I'm under his care." Our loving Jesus is touched when someone passes away. Jesus wept when Lazarus died. But God has promised that those who die in Christ, those who trust in him, he will raise up. Blessed assurance, he comforts those who mourn. And our sins, God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son to redeem each and every one of us that are sinners. He left the splendors of heaven because of his great love and faithfulness to each of us who are sinners. In 1 John 1:9, Jesus assures us, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness," just as this woman was cleansed from her issue of blood. Looking at the woman, Jesus insisted on knowing who had touched him. After this brief incident, Jesus started to move on again to Jairus' house, but the woman remained on her knees, wrapped in God's presence, weeping with joy, relief, and gratitude. Imagine, Jesus had not passed her by. Her suffering was over. She was whole again, and she was clean. Indeed, what a Savior. What a Savior is mine to praise and to thank for his countless gifts to me. Ellen White reminds us that through our experiences of gratitude to God, we bring benefits to ourselves. It's for our own benefit to keep every gift of God fresh in our minds. Thus, faith is strengthened to claim and to receive more and more. The soul that responds to the grace of God shall be like a watered garden. His health shall spring forward speedily. His light shall rise in obscurity, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon him. Let us then remember the loving kindness of the Lord and the multitude of his tender mercies. That's from the Desire of Ages, page 348. In Psalm 156, it says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Declare the glory of God. Testify of his goodness and his faithfulness. Tell others what he's done in your life. Return in gratitude to him, like the only one of the 10 leopards who returned and expressed gratitude to Jesus. How many of you have had experiences like this? It may not be in a healing, but it may be you needed money for a bill, to pay a bill, or you needed help around the house. There's many things that Jesus has done for each and every one of us. There is no such thing as coincidence. Jesus is in each and every one of our lives. How many times a day are we kept from being hurt? And we never even know it because Jesus sends an angel to help us. At this moment, will each one of you turn to the one, to someone sitting next to you and share what you're most thankful for God? I know that each of us have much to be thankful for and praise God for. I want you to know before you're dismissed that Jairus' daughter, although she was already dead, was healed. Jesus brought her back to life. Let's all bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. And I pray that each one of us has had an answer to prayer today and has been brought closer to you. We pray, Lord, that you'll go with each one of us today, Lord, and help us to be witnesses. And as someone witnessed to this lady in our story today, that she was able to go to Jesus and be healed. I pray, Lord, that each one of us here who already know about Jesus will go and witness to others so that you may heal the rest of your children, Lord, who love you. We know that you love each and every one of us. We pray now that you'll go with us and help us to be edified and sanctified. We thank you for your love and especially for your forgiveness. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.